foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, happy Friday, folks. You've got the Sons of Liberty, and today, Bradley Dean will not be with us in the studio, so I apologize in advance for that. But there are some good things that I want to direct your attention to. Again, you can follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean, or you can follow him on Twitter. And, folks, you really, if you don't understand Twitter, I know a lot of people, I don't even know, it's so retarded. I don't even know what Twitter is even supposed to, there is a lot of stuff going on Twitter. And it's fast action, and it's a great way to disseminate information and also understand what's being talked about out there. What's the beat? What are people on to right now? And, folks, if you're somebody who's into liberty, you're somebody who's into those principles and those values that have established America and have made us great, you really need to get involved and engage. Because nowadays it's not enough to just go out on the street corner with a blowhorn and start screaming things. You've got to get involved with social networking, social media, because that's where people are at. Listen, I work with people on a daily basis, actually, down here at the Ministry Center. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, Kerry. You know, they have a cell phone number, a home number, and an office number. So the old-fashioned way is when you want to talk to somebody, you pick up the phone, you dial their number, and they answer. Nowadays, you call their office line. It rings. They look at it. They don't pick it up. Then you call their home line. It rings. They look at it, but they don't pick it up. Then you call the cell phone. It rings. They look at it. They see your name on the screen. What, are they terrified of answering their cell phones or something? The minute you send them a Facebook, you send them a text, it's like instantaneous. Bang! It's like they were waiting for you to text so they could shoot you something right back. That's the way things are moving. So for all of our 30-plus crowd out there that haven't got with the curve, you need to get with it. Follow Bradley Dean, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Also, too, you need to become a fan of the Sons of Liberty Facebook page. Just go to Sons of Liberty. You can see it. It's the radio program. We're posting stuff on a regular basis on that page. Today, we just posted again the interview that Bradley had with MRC, because you'll see a lot of press going on out there with what the libs are doing. You already understand what they've done with Mr. Zimmerman. The facts are starting to come out now. This whole thing is turning. Folks, we need to learn ahead of the curve before we step in it and then have to clean our shoes off. We should be able to look at it and say, listen, don't step there. It is there for a reason, and leave it lie. I digress from that and move on to Bradley's new column. Also, folks, WND. If you haven't seen it yet this morning, it's on WorldNet Daily. We've also posted it on our Facebooks. If you want to check it out, it's part two of Reaping and Sowing. Now, a lot of you folks loved the video last week. I think there was like 5,000 hits on that video. It was a fantastic understanding of people and reaping and sowing. See, nowadays, the principles that come is we can sow whatever we want. And if we can't somehow finagle it or change it or lie about it to get it to blossom what we want, then we go to Big Brother or the government and they try to get it to blossom into what we want. Now, think about this. I sow, as an example, having sex outside of marriage and having illegitimate children. I sow smoking cigarettes, eating Doritos, watching DirecTV into my life. I sow not working, once in a while working a minimum wage job and then getting fired. I sow that sort of thing into my life. I sow poor health habits into my life. Then I blimp out. And I'm sowing all these seeds, and I'm just wondering, gosh, you know, the world's so evil to me. They're racist. They're sexist. They don't like fat people. You take your pick on your topic. But then all of a sudden, somebody gets the idea, well, I can go to the government, and they can help me fix the seeds that I've sown in my life. As a matter of fact, they're so willing to help me fix those seeds that I don't even have to change the seeds that I'm sowing into my life. Natural law teaches us completely different. We have the right to life, liberty, and property. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as Jefferson said. And with that pursuit of happiness, what does that mean? That means I pursue it. I sow into it. I have the ability to do it. I have the ability to do as much good as I want to do. Equal opportunities, not equal outcomes. So the man who sows good into his life, and this is all on Bradley's new column, and you really got to watch the video. Because so many people are shocked, and this generation is so shocked when they get out of high school, and they realize, you know, they comb their hair like Justin Bieber, or the girls like to look like Lady Gaga, or they do all these crazy things in high school that are sold to them while they're under mommy and daddy's roof, and consequence hasn't hit, reality hasn't hit, they haven't had to get a job yet. And then all of a sudden they get into the world, they fall flat on their face, confused, broke, messed up, and they're like, what happened? I watched it all on TV. And then when I apply it, my life is destroyed? There's the love, folks. We've got to reach into that generation and do something with it. We're going to have our guests on the show here. The next two, we have an event next week. And this is a group that's on campus here at one of the campuses here in the state of Minnesota. And if you follow the Facebook and the Twitter, you'll see where we're at next week. But this is a student group that, frankly, we've been all over the country. We've been in a lot of states. We've sat with the Rockin' the Blue Hairs and the Republican Party. We've sat with the Democrats. We've been on both sides, working with folks in the trenches, on the streets, outside of the streets, in the classroom. And I have yet to meet a group that I have seen apply principles of reaping and sowing and the things you hear about daily on this program. Now, I'm not lifting them up or putting them on a pedestal, but what I've seen them do is buck up against what's wrong instead of cowering to it when they know what's right. And when they have the right principles and ideals in their heart that God put there, and they're willing to react to it. Because of God before us, who can be against us? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't cower from it, and all these things will be added unto you. What are these? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, folks. And you've got that here in this country. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty. Stay tuned. We're going to bring some of these young people on the air so you can hear what it's like to get active for this generation.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was trying to put my headphones on, and I ran into the microphone. But you didn't see that. You only know because I told you. We just talked about last segment, again, the topic of folks sitting and then applying and doing and sowing the right seeds into their field. And again, I invite you to check out Bradley's latest column on WorldNet Daily, Sowing and Reaping Part 2. The video is fantastic. If you're a reader, read the column. If you're a video person, watch the video, share it, tweet it. We talked a little bit about social networking, Facebooking. Now, we have with us today in the studio Miss Abby and Miss Liz, and they're leaders in a conservative campus group here in the state of Minnesota. Thanks for being with us, Abby.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you want to point that down a little bit more?
I do.
Liz, are you with us as well?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Fantastic.
How's
I know
it going?
It's going very well, and we are so happy to have you on the show. I was bragging about you guys on the last segment, and this is what I was bragging about. It wasn't how wonderful you were or how smart you guys are. There's plenty of people that are wonderful and smart. It was the fact that you applied what's truly in your heart. And what I want to talk about here is you're going to have Bradley come on campus and speak for your group. And Liz, you were the one who kind of started this going on, and we're going to kind of develop how this moves into play. But how did you come to know the group? How did you come to know Bradley? And what caused you to say, you know what, I want a group like this on my campus?
Well, first I was actually approached by you, Jake, and Heather, who sort of gave the pitch about the presentation that Bradley would give and the band and everything. So that's how we first got in contact with you guys, is you approached us about it. Mm-hmm. And we presented it to our group. And, you know, a lot of people in our group are conservative. And we decided this would be a great event, not only because Bradley, yes, he can be a little controversial and he's extremely misrepresented in the media, but he has a great message that we want to voice to students. It's a message that isn't heard all that often on our campus, on a pretty liberal campus, I would say. So that's why we decided to have them come, and we loved the idea that there would be a band, so it'll sort of be a fun atmosphere with a forum afterwards. And yeah, and also I love that Bradley speaks about morality, and that's again not something preached on our college campus all that often.
You got, as a matter of fact,
it can't hurt.
Yeah, you got it. And as a matter of fact, the opposite is preached on the college campus quite a bit, even with the student money that's given. That's a different topic. You brought up controversy, and you said, you know, even if Bradley's a little controversial, and that's what I like. Because controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of what, Benjamin Rush said? Error. Those that are in error, those that are doing the wrong thing, hate controversy. Because it's kind of like the little cockroach that I've told about when I used to live in Hawaii when I was a little kid. I remember, you go in the middle of the night, you got to go to the bathroom. So you go in this apartment building, which is where we lived, and you flick on the light switch, and there's always cockroaches on the bathroom floor. And they would just scatter because they were the advocates of error. Obviously, cockroaches are. I think you still can live. They just starve to death in the end. They can still live without a head. But anyhow, that's beside the point. Sometimes I wonder that about the liberal press. Does it just still exist because there doesn't seem to be a pulse left? But anyhow, going back to advocating error, controversy is what they dread. But this is something that you took on. Now, folks, we approach numerous student groups. I mean, that's what we do. We're an organization that does assembly programs all over the country. So there's times where people approach us. We send out flyers. We send out mailings, etc. And Liz responded to it. Now, when you talk about the moral aspect of what Bradley brings across, so many times people try to neuter the conservative cause and say, well, we need to keep God out of there. We need to keep any morality out of there. We need to focus on fiscal and those type of policies. Give your feedback as to how you feel about folks that would speak that way, even in your very midst, and people that should be supporting you.
Well, I think whether people want to recognize it or not, it does exist. It's in our foundation of our country. And the moral civic value, founded our country. And the more we get away from that and away from God, the further our country is going to soon fail if we step away from that.
You got it. I completely agree with you.
And so whether they recognize it or not, it's there. Yeah. And Bradley's there to sort of open their eyes and help students recognize that it's there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So good when you shared it to your student group when I was able to be at the meeting. Liz is no longer with us.
Uh-oh.
Liz, are you there?
Not to see in the world.
Liz, I'm sorry. Yeah? Can you start over again? Because for some reason we had a glitch there. Start over again. I'm sorry. Nobody heard you.
Okay. Well, yes. I actually got the quote from Gandhi. He gave me the idea. Great man. he said, you need to be the change that you want to see in the world. And I think that that goes along perfectly with the situation, because we as a group, we want to be the change that we want to see within our own party.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's what I said in our meeting.
And within your own culture and within your own college. And again, folks, this is what we're talking about here. These students, Abby and Liz, they're not just sitting around looking at all the problems and having their little club eating pizza. And trust me, there is groups that do that. They take the funding from their campuses and they have pizza parties every week and do nothing. These guys are actually applying it. I had the opportunity to go down with my sons. My little sons are going to become activists. You know, 7 years old, 9 years old. My little son today said, my 9 year old Dominic said, "Well, you know, I was a little scared at first, but after a while, Dad, I found out this was easy." And he went out and handed out flyers and stuff like that, inviting people.
He's better than me.
So we have a future leader in the midst because we're training them. We're setting an example. Abby, Liz, what you guys are doing is you're setting an example for people to follow in. And also what you're going to find out, and I'm sure we're going to talk to the next two gentlemen, part of the group after this. The more effective you become, the more that you actually do, the more you expose those that aren't doing. And when you expose those that aren't doing, even though they talk the talk, they come against people like you, because what you're doing is you're making manifest what they're not doing. And then they get furious about that.
Yeah, that's exactly what's been happening.
So Liz, a good way for folks to understand more about the event and understand more about your group and understand what you guys are doing and going through, I want you to follow us on the Sons of Liberty Facebook, because, again, we're posting the dates and times when we're going to be joining the groups. And if some of you out there listening right now have a student group or you're on campus, or you want, you can remember, you cannot hide, or Bradley, to come in with this message and bring it. Folks, it's just a tool. It's there to equip and enable you to catch the folks that are going to come out of this. We go to the campuses, but then we leave. The campus groups are staying there, and they want lasting change. And if you're one of those people, you need to call our office. You need to get in touch with us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. Charles Carroll, the signer of the Declaration of Independence. Now, do you think he would have broke free from liberty, pledged his life, liberty, and property, and his sacred honor, if he thought that America would forsake the very principles that he stuck his neck out on the line to preserve? I don't think so. And neither of these students. Thanks for being with us, Abby and Liz.
Thank you.
And we'll
Thanks,
be back.
Jake.
Absolutely. We'll be back next segment with a couple more of these fireballers on their college campuses. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We are back to Sons of Liberty. Again, you want to check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the vein of a certain event that's going to be happening with a campus group here in the state of Minnesota, I want to read this quote. If our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, because everybody's talking about the economy now, which is just a byproduct of our morality, it truly is, because lying and thievery are moral issues. If you have liars and thieves in power and running the corporations, you're not going to have public prosperity. But if we fail to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer laws. So what's the alternative? The alternative is to elect good men. Well, there's not enough good men out there. Then maybe it's up to you to run. Maybe it's up to you to get involved and be the change that you want to see, like Liz just said before. Now, we have with us two more fine gentlemen from this group that we've been talking about for the past two segments. We have Mr. Jake, who's on board with us. Now, you're going to be able to tell. I'm not going to tell you where he's from, but you're going to know right by the accent. It's going to give it away. And then we have Dale, who's also a part of this campus group. We're going to be doing an event again, folks. You want to check it on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Facebook. We're going to be doing an event next Tuesday on this college campus where the band plays. We do a big concert. We're just handing out flyers today. After the concert, Bradley's going to speak, and there's going to be no shortage of information that people have not been accustomed to, and they're going to have a lot of questions about because the media is teaching them the exact opposite. Then what we're doing is we're opening up the microphone to anybody, those that agree, those that disagree. When's the last time you heard a conservative do that? Does John Boehner do that at his town hall meetings? Does Obama do that at any of his meetings? Yeah, this person gets to ask the question that we told him to ask, and we've got two Secret Service guys standing up there to make sure that he asks the right question. Or how about these public debates? You know, we got a question on Twitter. Yeah, and it happened to be the question that we told them to ask, because we don't want them to get out of bounds. You know the system. These students know it too. Jake?
Even other stuff has plant questions, like financial radio shows of plant questions and the people calling stuff. But anyway, so this event is taking place at our campus on Tuesday. We won't say it on the air, but you can figure it out if you check out our Facebook page. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So we're an organization on campus that deals with conservatives a lot. And the state organization that oversees our organization has been kind of against this event from the get-go, which makes no sense to me. And we were talking about it, and we were in an advisor's office for a long time yesterday, and we were talking to him, and one of the people from the national organization, we're like, look, maybe this guy's not good. Maybe we don't know about this Bradley Dean guy. We can't find any proof that he's radical or like he's bad. Like, but when you send us a video or like an uncut audio or something, and we'll gladly cancel the event. He not only didn't send us that, he sent us two articles.
Okay, now hold on. I want to lay this premise. This is a great point. So you're getting heat from fellow conservatives,
yeah,
saying that, you know, this is a little too, this is a little too radical. You guys shouldn't be doing this event. And you're like, okay, so tell me about the radicalness. Tell me about all the negativity. Show it to me. Email me what you're talking about. And so then they eventually did that.
Yeah, and then he emailed our advisor, and we're sitting in his, Abby, you just talked, you and I were sitting in his office for a few hours yesterday dealing with all this stuff. And he sends us these two links, although they're not video or audio, they're written articles, mm-hmm, right?
No which video is, or audio, audio.
We just
Bradley.
Want the proof there. We don't want, yep, an article.
Yep.
And then one is some guy's blog.
A blog. So a this blog. Is a credible source.
I have a blog. It's about baseball. No one takes my blog seriously in the sports community. I don't know why I would take this guy's blog about politics seriously. And the other one is motherjones.com.
Really? So a conservative tells you, don't do this event, you don't know the controversy around this group, and I'm going to prove it to you. They don't send you a clip of Bradley speaking, they don't send you a video of Bradley speaking or anything in the ministry. They send you some guy's political blog, who's, yep, obviously far left, and then they send you Mother Jones?
So Mother Jones, I don't mean to plug these people in any way, Sons of Liberty does not endorse them, but there's two ads, there's a banner on the top, and there's an ad down the side, and motherjones.com, an article we read. The banner on the top is for Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
The banner ad down the side is support the AFL-CIO, defeat the right to work amendment in Minnesota.
Okay, so
this is clearly a very credible conservative news source.
So the this is how ridiculous it is, folks. Now, many of you might consider yourself conservative. Many people tout from the horn they are conservative, and usually because you have a healthy disdain for public policy that calls itself liberal. You're against the militant homosexual agenda. You believe that marriage should be redefined. You reject the socialist big government welfare state. You consider the murder of 50 million American babies a hypocritical abomination. Maybe you protect your right to practice your religion freedom, your religious freedom. But now you've got the groups that call themselves conservative that would identify themselves with all these points, sending you ads from Mother Jones that advertise for Planned Parenthood and support the DFL as they try to defeat the right to work. And they use, exactly, that as their credibility.
Yeah. I mean, I've been elected about 36 hours is now as the vice president of this organization. I wouldn't technically start until May 6th after the current people graduate. And I've been pretty much harassed constantly by our organization at the state level.
Wait a second. You're getting harassment not from the college university.
No, not from university.
Not from liberal organizations.
No liberal said anything about this to me. But from our state organization that oversees our collegiate chapter.
That's supposed to be conservative.
Yeah, absolutely. I came and totally prepared to hit the streets and work for local politicians and get them elected, deal with liberals, to deal with socialists, to deal with anarchists, to explain to them how liberty and fiscal conservatism is good for them. I came completely prepared for that fight. I did not come prepared for the fight that conservatives would attack us. And conservatives were trying to demean what we do, and conservatives would try and say that we would never be part of the conservative movement ever again if we throw this event, which is what has ended up happening.
They're threatening to blackball you even from their own organizations.
Yeah.
And you coming into this thought, I'm going to join this group because this is the right thing to do, they have the right principles and morals and values, thinking they were going to support you in your effort to shake things up on your campus.
Absolutely.
And what you're saying is they're not. They're doing the contrary of that.
And here's the deal. We're in the state of Minnesota, as you know. Amy Klobuchar is up for re-election. And St. Cloud State University is tremendously liberal.
Mm-hmm.
It probably votes 90% for the Democrat in every election. And look, we're going to be doing the groundwork there. And this election will be close with whoever the Republicans endorse. As a conservative group, we would support that candidate. And we try and get votes for them out on the campus. It's going to be within 1% of this election. That 1% could be the college vote. Determines this election, and for them to tell us they're going to disassociate with us, they're not going to help us in any way, they're not going to support us, is completely
it's suicidal.
Strange.
It doesn't make any sense at all. What I've found oftentimes, and I want to include you into this too, Dale. We've got Dale with us as well, who's a member of the group. But what I found oftentimes is that when you go in to set yourself to change things, because you want to make a change. You got something in your heart that's telling you, no, things shouldn't be this way. I need to make that change.
Right.
Dale, why do you feel compelled to actually take action and get your boots on the ground to do it. Because what I find is, generally speaking, those that are anti-God, anti-morals, anti-Bible, things like that, anti-conservative principles,
right,
they're very organized and they're unified. They don't nitpick each other. They don't cut each other's throats. When they see their target, they all focus on it and they put aside their differences. We're not finding that right now in this conservative
right.
party, which is actually good because it's working to your benefits. But go ahead and explain.
It's not a good situation at all. With such an important, critical time in our country, we really need to rally behind conservative
right.
principles. You see our president on a weekly basis go out. He's always a community college a week about more mm-hmm. than that. And for conservatives to push away someone like Bradley or think he's too controversial when he speaks about things that are this country is founded on. I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance, it's one nation under God. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. I mean, there's nothing to debate about that.
No, there's not.
And you look at the economic and social problems that we're having right now. We've strayed so far away from our moral fibers from 300 years ago. And you know, just the fact that we got to be able to push more conservative messages on campuses, fighting the liberal media. So the fact that there's any kind of friction, I mean, we should all be rallying around each other because it's such an important time. And if we don't get as many true God-fearing conservatives elected this next election as we can, we are going to further ourselves down the path to fiscal debt and social problems that will continue to harm us.
And you know what? You know what I appreciate about this, folks? You need to take these guys are hoeing their row. So many adults have now abandoned this next generation, said, you know what? The golden age is done. America's done.
Right.
Pick up. These kids are saying, no, we're going to take responsibility, even if we got to clean up your mess that you left for us. And we're going to go forward and we're going to make this country what our founders risked their lives
right.
to give
exactly.
to us.
Exactly.
And here's the bottom line. No matter what happens, even if those that are supposed to be on your side turn against you guys, and this is why I wanted them on the air so you can hear firsthand. There is hope in this generation. There is hope in this society. As it says in Ezekiel, those bones were dead and dry. They had no hope, but the Lord breathed his spirit on them and instantly they had an army that subdued the nation all over again. I see so much hope, but I don't see it when people are willing to go so far and tout the jargon, but not put their mouth where, not put their money where their mouth is. And that's what I see with both of you guys. Dale, can you kind of explain to me your personal experience, why you're involved in something like this? What is it that directs you to do the things that you do, to stand for the truth that you stand for on campus?
I'd say a lot of it comes from family values. It starts at the family level. You have a lot of a need for a strong family. You know, like Rick Santorum, recently dropped out, as everyone knows, and he had such good values and principles, and he knows that for this country to get back on the right track, it starts on a family level. So, you know, you can't do it. You know, you see a lot of divorce, and that's all you see on the media these days, and you get a lot of liberal media out there like, you know, I'm not going to name names, but like Bill Maher, people like him that are out there.
You just did. You actually
yeah.
just did.
My bad.
That's okay.
You get people like him out there that are trying to literally wreck our country with their messages. And we just got to get back to our principles that our country was founded on, which
yep,
are family values.
So, you got it. The Declaration of Independence
right.
laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of, this is John Adams saying this, Christianity. Those precepts, those principles, they're immovable. You know why? Because the blood of Christ cannot be subdued even by death itself. He gave his all to establish what we have. We owe him the honor and respect to uphold. And it doesn't take anything but this one thing, folks. Love. If you're not changing your country, it's because you don't got the love. Go get the love and go bring the change. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is the last segment. I invite you to call in if you would like to speak your piece and your case and encourage these young people who are out on their campuses doing what so many others talk about, watch about, and get involved in. 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Now, one of the things that was brought up before is they said that some of their conservative counterparts had brought to him is that, well, you know, the ministry and Bradley and the message, it's so extreme. It's controversial. And as we said before, Benjamin Rush, our founding fathers, did not dread controversy because they weren't in error. Come what it will, if you're a piece of fake gold and somebody says, well, I'm going to take the blowtorch to you and melt you down and change your shape, and you're fake gold, guess what you say? No. Keep the heat away. Keep it away. No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Keep the press away. Oh, they might say something. It might cost us votes. Ooh! No, you're afraid they're going to find out that you're fake. Now, if you're a real piece of gold and somebody says, I've got to melt you and reshape you, you're going to say, hey, I'm gold. You can't take away from me by bringing the fire. You can only reshape me. So the point here is advocates of error dread controversy. You know, and then I think about it. I've worked with Bradley for over a decade, been involved in the ministry, and I'm still scratching my head trying to figure out where in the world, as he said before, we have conservatives accusing their own brethren, using their own brothers, I should say, that was pretty King James-ish, confusing those that are on the same side of them, using as their prosecuting evidence, blogs, and articles from Mother Jones, who on the very page of the accusations, they promote Planned Parenthood and keeping right to work away. Now, this is insane. But that's exactly what you're going to find, folks, the more active you get, the more insane it gets. But you need to just put your head forward, keep your eyes fixed on that author and the finisher of your faith. Liz brought up before, the first segment, or the second segment, she talked about you need to be the change that you're expecting to see. You know, the Bible says that faith without works is dead. And most of these philosophers, people like Gandhi, etc., they're getting their basis and their emphasis and their and the moral thrust of their messages from the Bible. Faith without works is dead. In other words, if you're going to have faith, you're going to change, you're going to go, you're going to apply difference in your community, in your society, you've got to have faith with works. You can't just talk about it. It's not something to talk about and debate and change up the wording and figure out bigger words for it. You know, I can't figure out what's so controversial about protecting life from slaughter in the womb.
What do you mean, slaughter?
Yeah, slaughter. Has anybody seen it? Go to our Facebook, look at the pictures. You can understand what an abortion truly is. It's a slaughter. Did anybody, when our troops came home from World War II, as Hitler was slaughtering his own people, did anybody go to those veterans and say, well, we can't have them speak at our church. They're too controversial. I mean, they went and called out the slaughter of Hitler and actually put some muscle behind their guns and did something about it. And that's too controversial for America. No, that is America. That is the spirit that's going to preserve the liberties you have. Without that spirit, it's a facade. There is no liberty. There comes a point, folks, where controversy is absolutely necessary for any change. And once you've established, then you fight off controversies. Anything that seeks to supplant that liberty. And what does the Bible say? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You got to dig your feet in. You've got to expect it. You know, one student asked, so, boy, do you guys, you know, get a lot of feedback and stuff like that? Oh, yeah, we get a tremendous amount of positive feedback. You can see it in the lives when they're changed. You can see it in the fact that when a little girl who goes to a public school understands now what abortion truly is, and she changes her mind on the spot because she said, I will not partake with that. You know why? Because those that are advocates of error, that are pushing false pretenses in our public schools, are lying to our kids. I think that's pretty controversial. I think it's pretty controversial when they rape little kids' minds of all goodness and all morality. And then they teach pornography. As a matter of fact, on this school campus that we're going into right now, it's one of the prerequisites. Before you start schooling, you have to watch videos that are semi-porn. Talking about rape and all of these issues, go to the root, folks. I don't know if it's me, but doesn't the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not commit adultery? Do not fornicate, sex outside of marriage? That's what it's for.
Oh, that's too old-fashioned, archaic. You know, the kids will never do that.
You're lying to them, teaching them everything but that. How do you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the same thing that our grandparents did and our great-grandparents did. I don't know about you folks, but my grandfather and grandmother were married for over 50 years. How many folks that are over 80 years old stayed married to one person their entire life? How many folks nowadays that are 30 years old that have been married have stayed married to that person?
I don't know what's going on.
This is what's going on. You've got a next generation seeing that they're morally bankrupt because they've been taught filth and lies for too long, and they're rebelling against it. And then you have those that were supposed to be teaching them these right things as they grew up, supposed to be giving them the foundation, encouraging them in what they're doing, setting an example of being willing to fight for those principles. Those people, because a young person gets a little fire in his heart and wants to go out and do something and wants to create some change and restoration to the moral principles that have made us free and given us liberty, they get persecuted by them too. But you know what they're saying, the young people? You know what? I don't care who's against me. If God be for me, who can be against me? How did our founders, how did George Washington, with 3% of the population, establish what we have now? Because he said, I don't care about the Tories and the Whigs and their arguments. I don't care about the British Parliament. I don't care about my future. In the British Army, John Adams said, I don't care about my future as a statesman or a diplomat for the British Empire. I care about right and what's wrong, and I care about making a change and setting an example that my posterity will not be ashamed of. On YouTube, we have a video, The Fruit of the Nation That Forgets God. You need to check that out. We'll post it on Facebook right now, too. The Fruit of a Nation That Forgets God. You're looking at it, folks. We're partaking in it. But I'll tell you what, God hasn't forgot this nation. And where his seed and his secret is in this next generation. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, there's no hope. Oh, they're always playing on their phones. They don't care about anything. Their pants are hanging off their butt. They got their hats cocked to the side. These stupid, stupid kids, you raised them, first of all. But secondly, they got hope because God hasn't forgotten about them. Remember in Scripture, what did they say? Oh, we're not going to the promised land. You brought us out here to kill us. The kids are like, what are you doing, Mom, Dad? What are you talking about? This is what we did this for. This is why we pray every night. This is why we worship God, so we can go to the promised land where he brought us to. Oh, no, parents wouldn't have anything to do with that. Oh, our kids are going to die. Ah, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, there's a good one. It's the end of the world. It's in the Bible, you know. I mean, Jesus is coming soon, right? Yeah, he's coming soon, and boy, is he mad. What are you doing? Faith without works is dead. So I don't see anything controversial about protecting life, promoting the ideals and the principles. But I'll tell you who finds something controversial about that. A man named King George, who called our founding fathers dangerous and designing men, seditious, terrorists. Start to hear through the right filter. Start to understand if you're not being persecuted, you're not doing what's right. Think about this. The devil already knows where he's headed. God promised it. Think he's going to sit around and just watch us all march up to heaven on fancy flowers and tulips and daisies and get our bouquets and talk about Jesus? Oh, Jesus, I picked a bouquet of flowers for you today. Don't they smell wonderful, Lord? Can you smell them? Jesus was and is radical. He sets an example, and he looks to you and says, follow me. Well, what does that mean? Follow me, I get a free lunch? No. Follow me. Well, what does that mean? See, you've got to hear it through the right filter, folks. It's not the easy way. It is the hard way. Follow me. Well, I've got a lot going on right now, Lord. I've got this company. I've got this business. I've got my family. I've got birthdays. I've got, you know, the poker club. I've got... Follow me. Where is Christ? I'll tell you where he is. He's changing things constantly. He's cleaning out the temple. He's got a cord. He's got a whip and cords in his hand. He's got a thundering voice reproving darkness because he does love. Love is proven by demonstration, folks. And I hope you hear it. I hope your ears can hear it because we're giving it every day on the Sons of Liberty. Again, I encourage you to go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are listener supported. Your support is extremely cherished here so that we can do more and so we can reach more student groups like the ones you just heard today. God bless you. God bless those students. And God bless America by what we do. sonsoflibertyradio.com.